It's the 43rd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. We'll celebrate with a little lunar geography lesson from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-995-1769. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-995-1769. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-995-1769. 1-800-995-1769.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 20th, the 202nd day of the year. It was on this night in 1969 when Neil Armstrong placed the first human footstep on the moon. Have you ever wondered as you gaze up at night exactly where those first astronauts landed? It's not hard to spot the general vicinity with a good pair of binoculars. As more of the moon is lit from the east this coming week, look for 3 prominent craters grouped near the center of the moon's disk. The northernmost of those is the crater Theophilus. The smoother-looking surface just to the north of it is the Sea of Tranquility. No telescope is powerful enough to see from this distance, but the lunar lander, a scattering of footprints, and the American flag are still there 43 years later. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon at almanac.com.